Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. Peter LaBarbera is the president of the Center for Morality and AmericansForTruth.news, a nonpartisan educational group dedicated to exposing the homosexual, bisexual, transgender activist agendas. Pete, what do those agendas look like with President Trump in the White House?
It's so interesting with President Trump. We've gotten some tremendous wins, taking down of DEI, the direct executive orders against the transgender agenda, just huge wins. On the other hand, Trump, he's elevated some very prominent so-called gay conservatives, and he is not likely to fight for, overturning Obergefell, the Supreme Court decision that 10 years ago imposed so-called gay marriage on the nation. My attitude is we have to get used to taking the wins we can with Trump, which is mainly on the trans agenda, and we have to push for him to work for the, making marriage great again, which would make it in the United States only for one man and one woman.
Gays and the Republican Party, it's now a big tent. So what does that mean for Christians? Could we see President pushing executive actions or even Republicans proposing legislation that could be detrimental to Christians?
Trump in his past has, he was back in New York City before he got into politics. He basically came out for something that sounds like the Equality Act today, which is a very revolutionary proposed legislation which would essentially make homosexuality a civil right in the United States. Could have far-reaching implications for people's freedom to speak out and for their religious liberty. But I think with Trump, what happened with the Big Ten under Trump is it's just a very tough thing. I mean, we came from an era in which Bob Dole, remember when he ran for president, he had to return a $1,000 check from the log cabin Republicans because of conservative pressure. Now we've got Trump's wife, Melania, has raised more than $1 million in two major fundraisers for the same log cabins. We've got Trump elevating to a very high level the so-called gay cons, gay conservatives, Rick Grenell, Scott Bessent. And Trump has allowed so-called homosexual marriages. Trump's allowing those in Mar-a-Lago. It's a mixed bag, like I said, and it really takes pressure from conservatives and Christians to hold Trump accountable on those things. Now, we have to also accept that he's done some amazing things which previous administrations, weren't as bold enough to do. I mean, he has done a lot of work countering the transgender agenda. He's led the way in saving sports from biological men competing in women's sports and girls' sports. That's been a tremendous thing that he's done. And so he's sort of coalesced the MAGA movement, Make America Great Again movement, around opposing this insane trans agenda. But unfortunately, some of those same MAGA are pro-gay. They don't care at all about so-called gay marriage.
Well, you spoke about what Trump has done for the conservative cause. What could he do? What would you like to see him do in the months ahead?
Well, I would like Trump to make marriage great again. There is a possibility that the Supreme Court could reverse the awful Obergefell decision 10 years ago. Remember, we had 32 plus, I think, states that had defined marriages between a man and a woman. The Supreme Court, in its arrogance, proceeded to impose so-called gay marriage. Now, Obama had pushed this. They imposed it on the nation, thereby disenfranchising millions of voters who had stood up to defend marriage. I would like to see Trump come out and say, look, that decision was absurd. Two guys can't really get married. Two women can't get married. That decision, basically, by the Supreme Court, that ruling enabled the homosexual movement to then concentrate on the trans agenda. And they went whole hog for the trans agenda. And the homosexual, so-called gay movement, is now the leading promoter of trans insanity, whether it's biological boys competing in girls' sports, biological men invading women's sports, these awful gender so-called transition surgeries, which are basically mutilating children. And Trump took action on that. But that was all made possible because the gay movement had won on homosexual so-called marriage. We need to restore marriage in this country in the law as one man and one woman.
Well, what's the strategy for the LGBTQ left in the upcoming midterm elections? And how can we, as Christians, as conservatives, counter that strategy?
Well, I think the LGBT movement, their strategy is to push the Democrats, who are their main benefactors, of course, to stay with them. Now, this is one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen in politics. The Democrats are wedded to the radical homosexual lobby, the radical transgender movement, all things DEI, the radical environmental movement, and of course, abortion. Now, most people who are political observers will now admit that the Democrats' embrace of the trans agenda cost them in the election. It helped Trump win. It helped Republicans win nationwide. But the Democrats are having a hard time, because they really don't want to, extricating themselves from the transgender agenda. And so what that means is, if they can't distance themselves from this radical movement, which is now probably a 90-10 issue with 90% of Americans, I think if they were informed, if they knew all the facts, would be opposed to the idea of biological boys being in girls' restrooms, exposing themselves in girls' restrooms, the idea of men who are bigger, stronger, quicker, dominating women's sports, using pronouns, including plural pronouns for individual people. So a guy who says, you can call me they. That doesn't make sense grammatically, and it's just lunacy. If the Democrats can't extricate themselves from this radical trans agenda, they're toast nationwide. Now, they can still win some local races in blue cities like Seattle and Chicago and San Francisco, but nationally, they will continue to be weakened. And of course, the media is also having a hard time extricating themselves from this agenda, because the media is part of the LGBT movement. Because the media was so pro-gay and so pro-trans, the media never challenged the Democrats on these issues, which also helped the Democrats get wiped out in the last election. And so I think smart Democrats are realizing, look, we can't be for defund the police. We can't be for big trans. We can't be for not helping people protect themselves. We can't be too radical on the environment. But the problem is that the base of the party is the far left, and that includes on these LGBT issues. What conservatives need to do is they need to pound these issues as hard as they can and use them as much as they can, because we're, number one, the Republicans are helping to save these gender confused kids, which is a wonderful thing. They're stopping these puberty blockers, which is insane, the idea of blocking your puberty. So Republicans will keep working this issue, and Democrats, unfortunately, I can't see them breaking from the transgender agenda, and it's going to hurt them. The homosexual agenda for decades has incrementally made more and more radical demands. And now they're at the point where they want companies to fund gender transition, so-called. They want to push this on young people. They want our schools to indoctrinate kids in the transgender, the homosexual, the bisexual, and pretty soon the pansexual agenda, which is multiple partners. This is who the Democrats are, in addition to being the party of abortion on demand. And that's not where the American people are. And so smart Republicans will use this issue. That's how it should be. And if this results in the Democratic Party becoming a minority party for decades, I'm all for it.
All right. We're going to take a time out. I want to talk about some of the things you just mentioned in the second half of Illinois Family Spotlight. Stay tuned. Our conversation with Peter LaBarbara with the Center for Morality continues after this.
Need somewhere to belong? Try here. We're socialites. Find us at socialites.blog. We aim to cultivate meaningful friendships and create places for people to come together face to face.
We do weekly group Bible study groups, swing dancing. We even do bonfires on occasion.
We also connect churches via their YA groups in the Chicagoland area.
We want to be the answer to the question of, where do you even meet people anymore? Come find us at socialites.blog. Check out some of the events we got going or any of the groups that we host regularly.
Socialites.blog.
Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm joined by Peter LaBarbara with the Center for Morality, Americans for Truth. Tell us, what are you doing with those two organizations?
I've been exposing and fighting the LGBT movement for more than three decades. And what we're now focusing on is the history of this movement, how we got where we are. We need to teach a whole new generation and subsequent generations why is homosexuality wrong. Fortunately, the youngest generation now is more conservative than ever, and they've been lied to a long time. They were lied to in COVID. They've been lied to in schools, received leftist indoctrination in schools for years, and our goal is to teach people about this movement. We want to show that it's the gay, so-called gay movement that lies to the American public. They will accept if your child identifies as bisexual, transgender, non-binary, genderqueer, polyamory, but they won't accept if a gay kid decides, hey, I want to leave this lifestyle. The reality is many people have left the homosexual lifestyle. Many people are leaving the transgender lifestyle. We're seeing this wonderful development of detransitioners, young people who bought the lies that maybe they were the opposite sex and they could become another quote-unquote gender. Their healthy bodies mutilated by politically correct surgeons. I mean, it's just the most awful, vile thing we ever saw from any movement almost, but now they've come out of it. Many through Christ, many have left, have accepted Jesus, and they've left this lifestyle. We've seen that in the gay movement for years. And just as the homosexual movement fought ex-gays, people who came out of the lifestyle, many of them through a new relationship with Jesus Christ and washing that old lifestyle away, we see the gay movement coming out against detransitioners and people who said, no, this is not for me and I've been lied to. And so we're going to fight that, and we're going to expose that, and we're going to tell the history of this movement, which actually also has links to pedophilia. The man-boy love movement, NAMBLA, marched in early gay pride parades. We're going to tell that history because the gay historians don't want to tell the dark side of the movement. And you actually see this now in gay histories that are being foisted on schools. You're seeing these pro-gay, pro-trans histories being pushed on kids. And these young people need to hear the other side.
Well, speaking of what's happening in our government schools, the Supreme Court gave parents a victory, allowing them to opt their kids out of some of the classes, the curriculum that promote LGBTQ and abortion. But, you know, in Illinois, they're going to find a way to get around that. So if you're a parent, if you're a student, what do you need to do?
If they're going to violate the law, push something that the Supreme Court has already invalidated, and that was a wonderful decision, how could you not let parents opt out of these indoctrination centers, that are pushing same-sex so-called marriage, transgenderism, homosexuality, bisexuality? But what parents have to do is they have to get involved. They have to fight back. They have to, if they have to work with a Christian conservative legal group, do so. The great moment that we're in, that it's what's so interesting, is people have lost their fear, or many people are losing their fear of the LGBT movement, in the sense that people are understanding that this is a movement which is so radical, but they're not with the people. We saw that in the last election. Trump rode the transgender agenda to victory. That wasn't the only reason he won, but it was a big part of the reason he won. And even in blue states like Illinois and Massachusetts and California, parents are understanding that you've got to fight this movement. And a lot of times it's a coalition. It's Christians, it's Muslims, it's even atheists who oppose to this. Because the average Joe or Jane understands that, look, it's bad enough when an adult man, for example, decides he's a woman, which is impossible. It's ridiculous. But that's bad enough. But the idea of confirming a young person, an impressionable young person, in the idea that he or she can become the opposite sex and call it a different gender is so insane. And the fact that it's being pushed by schools, and we see schools actually hiding these gender transitions from parents. Hundreds and hundreds of schools across the country have it as their official policy to hide gender transitions that students are doing from their own parents. You've got to fight it. You've got to speak out. It's what we're called to do as Christians. We got to stand with God and against the lies.
I think a lot of parents, though, especially here in Illinois, think there's nothing we can do here. But you beg to differ.
Riley Gaines stood up against biological boys and men participating in girls and women's sports. And she took a lot of opposition, but she won. I do think that now we're in a time when, as I said, people have lost their fear of of the gay radicals and the trans, especially the trans radicals. You can do more than you think. You can work with other people. You can start strategizing around the kitchen table. But just sitting back and doing nothing, I think that's not really the best option. Ask God what you can do, because he will help you stand for truth.
Well, the new academic year is unfolding, and parents are going to be faced with what the school system calls comprehensive sex ed. I call it try-it-out sex ed, pro-abortion sex ed. How do you counter that, the indoctrination that your kids will be facing? And how do we get this out of our school systems?
Well, I think the first thing is finding out what's being taught. You can go to the school district. You can request the information. If you have to fight to get it, fine. Go to school board meetings. Find out what's being taught. And again, you have to organize. You have to work with other concerned parents. Remember, the Supreme Court just affirmed parental rights. Parental rights are predominant. A child should not be subjected to overt propaganda and indoctrinating sessions in the name of education. This is not what education is. So there are plenty of resources, Illinois Family Institute, all across the country. There's great legal resources. But the first thing you have to do is talk to your child and find out what's being taught. Talk frequently to your child. A lot of times the schools know that the child might not offer that information up, and so they want to keep things secret. Some school districts, I think in Illinois, they're celebrating these so-called gay heroes like Harvey Milk. Well, did you know that Harvey Milk was a pederast? He was a man who in his 30s was in a sexual quote-unquote marriage relationship with a 16 or 17-year-old boy. Now, Barack Obama elevated him to hero status. The Trump administration just took Harvey Milk's name off a naval ship, so go Trump on that one. You cannot be intimidated by the left. The left lives and breathes lies. They want to take away the American heroes like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and they want to either replace them with gay and trans heroes, or they want to turn them gay. This is what the left is all about, propaganda. You cannot allow these lies to fester and grow, corrupt your own kids, our students. So you've got to be informed, work with pro-family, the networks that are available, educate yourself online, you know, follow people like Charlie Kirk. He's not good on all these issues, but I mean, he's helped organize young people. Tap into those resources, help your child fight for the truth.
You mentioned polyamory. Is that the next big culture war that we'll have to fight? Do we need federal legislation in the works now to stop it?
Based on what I've seen, never underestimate the left. However, the left is in a much more difficult place now. So yes, the poly agenda, they call it polyamory, multiple partner sexual relationships. Just like they normalized the word gay, I'm gay, took homosexual behavior, which is condemned in the Bible, turned it into gay and tried to normalize it. They're going to do the same for polyamory. So I would say follow it, educate yourself on it. Yes, we may need legislation, because if the left normalized homosexual so-called marriage using the love is love slogan, that was their propaganda. So if love is love, then what does it matter how many numbers, right? Hey, two guys, three women, or, you know, three guys, one woman. Love is love. So anything's possible with the chaos, the sexual chaos that the left encourages. And yeah, we have to expect that. But again, we're in a new time now with Trump's victory and the knowledge now that the vast majority of a country opposes this radical trans agenda. And guess what? Numbers in the Republican Party are rising in opposition to so-called homosexual marriage. That's more good news. So do not be intimidated by the left.
I've come to the belief that one of the real goals of so-called comprehensive sex ed is to lay the groundwork for lowering the age of consent. Am I on to something?
There's actual documents. There was a gay manifesto. It was, I think, I don't know if it ended up in the final iteration, but actually supporting the lowering of the age of consent. We've had homosexual activists talking about that for years. So, of course, and there is also a movement afoot to normalize pedophiles as minor attracted persons, as basically an oppressed sexual minority. So, of course, this is the last frontier they want to cross.
Well, that how people connect with Americans for Truth and the Center for Morality.
Yes, AmericansForTruth.com or .news. You can go there, email me from there. Be watching for us. We'll have continuous updates.
All right. Peter LaBarbera, thank you so much. God bless you and your work. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. Do support the work of the Illinois Family Institute. Remember our big banquet with Riley Gaines, which Peter mentioned. That's coming up November 7th. Go to IllinoisFamily.org, click events, or give us a call at 708-781-9328. You want to be there. Tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight, and until next time, stay healthy, stay active, and God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.